in der Tarawih Salah, the 15th para was recited, Surah Bani Israel. In Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly mentions the great trip of Mi'raj, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken first from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, which Allah ta'ala has placed a lot of barakat and blessings around it. And thereafter he was taken to the heavens. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the main object one of the objects of Mi'raj was linuriyahu min ayatina. We could show Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam some of our great, great signs. And amazing signs were shown to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the gift of 5 salahs, Farad Salah was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this occasion. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Mi'raj. He went and spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But every ummati will not have this ability. So another kind of Mi'raj, a smaller kind of Mi'raj was given to every believer in this world. So that his ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be built up 5 times in a day. He can speak. And even much more than that also, but there's a basic 5 times a person must come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and put forward his request and humble himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that those who will accept the call of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given this high rank and status, they will be successful. And those especially like, look at Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, innahu kana abdan shakura, he was a very grateful servant. But those who did not accept it, then even nuqsan and harm comes to them in this worldly life. And then Allah ta'ala gives the example of the Bani Israel. That when they cause corruption in the earth, Allah had promised them that 2 times you will cause corruption in the earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment will come upon you people. The ulama say that there are 2 masjids in the world. One is Masjid al-Aqsa, and one is Masjid al-Haram, Makkah Mukarramah. This was the first masjid built in the world. And Allah ta'ala's system is that Masjid al-Haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will take protection, you'll take responsibility to protect it. So for example, Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. When the people try to destroy the Kaaba Sharif, Allah ta'ala destroyed them. And the second is Masjid al-Aqsa. This masjid will be held in the hands of the Muslims as long as they have got good actions in their life. It's how much of deen they have got in their lives, and Allah ta'ala will grant them the masjid. And when deen is taken out of their lives, then the masjid will be taken away from them. It will be given to the disbelievers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it here that these people, when they disobey the commands of Allah ta'ala, we sent ibadal lana, our servants were not accepted in our court, but they were still our servants, and they were very strong, and they came and they entered the houses. And then they, when you people turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gave you everything back. And if you do good, then Allah, you are doing good for yourself. But if you do wrong, you are doing against yourself. When the second promise came, again you went against the commands of Allah ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala sent them again. They blackened your people's faces. They entered the masjid, like how they had entered the first time. And they caused so much of harm and nuksan to the masjid. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy upon you people. If you people will turn back to your deen, towards the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you turn away from it, we also will turn away. And the way of turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Qur'an. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ يَهَدِي لِلَّتِي يَقْوَمْ. Hold firm unto the Qur'an Sharif. How much you will hold firm unto the Qur'an Sharif, the sunnah tariqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much of the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that a person who intends to, this worldly life, we will hasten for him in this worldly life, whatever we want to give him, not everything also what he wants, for whomsoever we want to. But then finally, Jahannam will be for that person. On the other hand, a person whose object of life is akhirat, the year after. وَسَعَالَهَا سَعْيَهَا. It's not just sufficient for a person to say, I got intention for akhirat. But he must make an effort. And ulama say, وَسَعَالَهَا سَعْيَهَا. He must make an effort for it also, and he must make the correct effort. And the correct effort, they say, is the sunnah tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person must follow. And he's got the quality of iman. فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Then that person's efforts will be appreciated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we have mentioned before also, they don't look at money. Allah ta'ala says, some people we give money, other people we give less money to. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in this world. Allah gives to people, Muslims and non-Muslims also. This is not a sign of acceptance in the court of Allah ta'ala. If you want to see the sign of acceptance, what are the signs for the people of Iman? So in 2 pages, in great detail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that firstly, do not make any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the worst. That a person makes shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about rights of fulfilling. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ بِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. After the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first, the greatest rights are of parents. And Ya Allah says, don't only be kind to your parents, I mean be just with your parents, but other people it's compulsory to be just. But with parents, it's compulsory to make ihsan, to be kind towards them. Zulam is out of the question. Even adal, even fairness is not sufficient with parents. The minimum a person must do is ihsan, he must be kind to his parents. Even if they oppress him, he must still be kind towards them. If any of them or both of them reach old age by you, then don't even say akh to them, don't even say uff. the ulama see if there was any word less than uf, Allah Ta'ala would have mentioned it in the Quran Sharif. Slightest amount of disrespect. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا If they shout you, do not shout them back. Do not use vulgar language upon them. And some ulama say, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ If you have to change their nappies, if they, now they have gone old, and they also are missing, then how remember when you were small, and how much of love and care they change your napkin, and they cleanse your urine and excreta. So now in today's time, when you have to do that for your parents, don't even say, don't even show like a bad face that you are feeling upset about it. But how much of happiness they did it for you. The person must try to fulfill the rights of the parents. And وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلٍ كَرِيمًا Speak to them with a lot of respect and honor. That even do not call them by their names. Call them with titles of respect and honor. And ulama say like how when a person is speaking to his master, he's a slave. And he's a lowly slave. He's done wrong. And he's speaking to a very harsh-hearted master. That's how a person must speak to his parents. With a lot of respect and honor. And not only speech, but even your actions. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ Humble yourself. Lower the wings. Due to mercy for them, humble yourself before your parents and make dua for them. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا Oh Allah, have mercy upon my parents, like how when I was small and they brought me up, and how much of kindness they showed to me. And this dua, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ says that like the right of Allah Ta'ala is five times in a day we have to read salat to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He says minimum five times a day a person must make dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for his parents. So that is why we find in our salah, the Hanafi fuqa has mentioned, it is before making salam. Allahumma khfirli wa li walidayya wa li ustadi. The person asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness for his parents also. We can even read this dua. Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. At least after namaz, we make dua at least minimum five times a day for our parents. And Rabbukum a'lamu bima fi nufusikum. Allah knows exactly well what is in your heart and the effort you are making, the khidmat you are making for them. You will make mistakes. In the kunu salihin, if you are pious, you are good, and you are trying your hardest, and even though you make mistakes, فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا Allah will forgive those people who turn in abundance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here there is a ishara, there is a sign that no matter how much of rights you fulfill of your parents, you still need to make tawbah after the day. أوابين. Allah will forgive those people who make tawbah to him. After fulfilling all the rights of their parents, trying his hardest, we can never fulfill the rights of our parents. As most likely Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, that the whole effort you made, the person carried his mother right to Makkah Mukarramah, so many kilometers. He said the one, she acted when she was giving birth to you, or the one drop of milk that she had given to you, you can never fulfill the right of your parents. So really we can never ever fulfill the right of our parents. We try, and then we ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Then fulfill the rights of your family members also. You are not doing them a favor, you are fulfilling their rights. It's haqqahu, it's the person's right. The poor person, when you are giving him money, it is his right. And the traveler, and do not waste your money. To bazir tabzira. Ulama say that if 1 cent of a person, 1 riyan of a person is spent in haram, in sin, in disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, this is regarded as tabzir. And if a person spends all of his money in the right path also, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is not regarded as tabzir. It's not wastage of money. Because Allah Ta'ala says to the wasters are the brothers of shaitan. And shaitan was very ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes, if you are not able to give the person, you do not have anything, then speak to them in a nice way, in a soft way. Do not be harsh upon those people who are coming and they are begging, or is some other need of reason a person feels that he cannot give them. For example, the ulama say it's makruh to give professional beggars, people who have made it their part of their life, they only beg, and they've got the ability to work. So it's makruh to give such a person. So if you have to give, you don't give that person also, then a person must speak to them in a nice way. A person mustn't be harsh upon them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not be such that a person now he keeps his hand tight to his neck and he's so harsh that he doesn't want to give at all. On the other hand, a person gives so much, then he puts himself and his family people into difficulties. A person must know the hudud and limits. They are first rights, the wajib rights which a person has to fulfill of his own family members. And then this is according to necessity, not wastage and extra. But then the rights of one's wife and children, then one's rights of parents, etc. In that order. And then a person must spend. But don't spend all in such a way that you put yourself and your family into difficulty. And do not kill your children out of the fear of poverty. We are the ones who will give them rozi and will give you rozi also. The killing them is a very severe major guna. We had mentioned before also, which came in the 8th para, that the one is the fear of poverty. A person kills his children physically. But then the thing is that at least they will go to Jannah. And the worst is when a person kills them spiritually. We are a person out of the fear of poverty. He deprives them of the ta'aleem of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deeni ta'aleem. And he just sends them into other places. And the knowledge they are getting there is just because of the fear of poverty, that we won't get a rosy in future, my daughter won't get wage, if her husband has to pass away, what will happen to her? And out of the fear of poverty, and we put her in the dens of vice and evil, and which destroys the haya and the shame, it destroys some, and many times the iman of the person is completely destroyed. So Allah said, do not kill your children, you are actually spiritually killing them. And those people who physically kill their children, at least they send them to Jannah. You are spiritually killing them and you are sending them into the fire of Jahannam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Do not even come close to zina. Never mind committing zina, but even the things which lead a person to zina, whether he's speaking, whether he's seeing, whether he's hearing, all of these things, the person must not come close to it. And وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي. Do not kill any person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden, except there is a right, Islamic right. Then do not come close to the wealth of the orphan. Anybody's money you cannot steal, but especially the wealth of the orphan person, unless you are trying to help and assist him, no problem, then you can help and assist him. And then wa'ufu bil ahad, fulfill your pact and promises. You will be asked on the day of Qiyamah regarding them, your business dealings, make sure you are weighing and you are weighing properly and fairly, and you are not cheating any person. And whatever you do not have knowledge of, la taqfu, do not run behind those things. كفى بالمريم كذبا أن يحدث بكل ما سمع. It's sufficient to brand a person as a liar. And whatever he hears, he starts speaking about it, and he starts saying it, or he starts forwarding that messages. Remember, on the day of Qiyamah, the ears, the eyes, and the heart, the person will be asked regarding them. He will be questioned about them on the day of Qiyamah. ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا. And do not walk on the earth with arrogance and pride. You will never be able to tear the earth. You will never be able to reach the mountains in height. You are so weak and useless. And now you are walking today on the earth with arrogance and pride. All of these things are completely evil in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees the worst guna and sin is of shirk, taking partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see how Allah ta'ala's help and assistance will come to the Muslim people. And then your biggest enemy is Shaitan. And Shaitan has taken a qasam to try and destroy you people. And he said, oh Allah ta'ala, give me a chance till the day of Qiyamah, will destroy them. Allah ta'ala said, go and try and see whoever you can. But remember, finally, you will have to go in the fire of Jahannam. And Allah Ta'ala told him, gave him five abilities. وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ. You can use your voice, and whoever you want to misguide, and you can encourage, use them with your voice. Ulama say, بِصَوْتِكَ refers to ghina. It refers to music, the voice of Shaitan. And in today's time, all other type of media, which is in the whole world, Shaitan is trying to mislead people with his voice, and encouraging people towards the wrong path. You see, every voice which calls a person towards falsehood, towards kufr, shirk, and guna and sin, is the voice of Shaitan. And you can attack them with your horses and your men. Allah Ta'ala will give armies to Shaitan also. And they will use all of these armies to come and attack human beings. One is the physical armies. One is the armies, for example, the sports stars, and the cricket players, and the soccer players, and all of these people. They are also the armies of Shaitan. And the film actors and film actresses, they are all attacking us in such a way they are trying to steal the iman of a person. And washarikum fil amwali wal awladi. And become their partners in their wealth, in the earning of their wealth, how they spend their wealth, you must become their partner. And their awlad also, how they get children by means of zina. And then when they're bringing up their children, become their partner. In today's time, from a young age, a small child is taken away in kindergarten, and what is taught and put into his mind. This all they have become partners of Shaitan. Shaitan is their partner in their children. Wa'idhum. And continue giving them promises. Remember, the promises of Shaitan is nothing but deception. And inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. My true bandas and servants, you will not have any power over them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as a wakil and one who will look after them. So a person must turn his attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person is blind in this world, he is not prepared to open his heart, then in the year after he'll be even more blind, and he will be destroyed in the year after. But if you want to save yourself from his blindness, أقيم الصلاة لدروك الشمس. Perform salat, and especially the tahajjud salat. إن ومن الليل فتهجد. One is five times salat. You'll save yourself from blindness, in spiritual blindness. But especially, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for you, extra make tahajjud salat. By means of tahajjud salat, you will get much more closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala will give you maqam mahmood, a very high rank, a very praiseworthy rank. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and how he was successful, and Pharaoh and his people were destroyed. Coming to the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about his greatness. The next surah is Suratul Kahf. In Suratul Kahf, which Mulana Abu al-Hasan al-Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi says that the theme of the surah is the battle between iman and materialism. That the biggest fitna of Dajjal will be materialism. Dunya, love of dunya, love of running after this world, enjoyment of this world. So he says that this whole waqiyah of Surah Kaf, this whole surah, is how can a person protect himself from materialism and the fitnas of Dajjal. And we are encouraged to read the surah minimum at least every Jummah, either Thursday night or Friday. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us encouragement. We should try to read it, encourage our family members also to read it. Some narrations mention a person who reads the first 10 verses. So if you can, every day try to read the first 10 verses of Surah Kaf. And a person who reads the surah, and even if the Dajjal comes in front of him, inshallah, he will be protected from the Dajjal. So definitely to a greater extent from all of the fitnas of the Dajjal, if a person reads the surah, then inshallah a person will be protected from all the fitnas, and Allah will open up his eyes. He will be able to see all the fitnas through the fitnas of the Dajjal. As it comes, the Dajjal himself will have kafara written on his forehead, and everyone will recognize it. So similarly, when a person reads the surah, then inshallah Allah will open up his eyes of the heart, and he will be able to see it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the first and the most important thing, alhamdulillah, alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. Allah ta'ala has sent the kitab, the Qur'an al-Kareem. You want to save yourself from all of those fitnas, till qiyamah, hold firm unto the Qur'an al-Kareem. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجَى. There is no crookedness in the Qur'an Sharif. All the other knowledge and ta'aleem, there is crookedness, there is misguidance in there. But in the Qur'an Sharif ta'aleemat, there is no misguidance. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us especially, وَيُنْذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. Beware of the people who said Allah ta'ala has taken a child, the Christians. Because unfortunately the Muslims will start following the Christians, shibran bi shibran, handspan by handspan. So much so if one of them commits zina with his own mother. In my ummah also there will be certain people, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who will commit zina with his mother also. They will follow them into the hole to destroy themselves. They are doing destroying themselves, and we want to destroy ourselves also. And then Allah ta'ala mentions the third fitna is the earth. That the earth is very, very beautiful. Allah has made it as beauty. But لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Just to test people for a short while who has got the best of actions. But finally, وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا سُعِيدًا جُرُوزًا. Whatever is on the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to completely destroy it. It eventually will become barren. It is like an examination hall. And a person is writing the paper. Before the paper, he has so much of value for that paper. He will pay 10,000 rand for that paper. But after the exam is finished now, he'll take the same paper, squash it in his hands and throw it in the dustbin. It has got no value at all. This world is just an examination hall. And after we finish with this examination hall, no one will even want to stay here. When he sees the life of the akhirat, what Allah has kept for a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you want to get protected and saved, look at the people of the cave. Four different incidents Allah ta'ala has mentioned. Some ulama mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about people of deen. Some people of deen, a normal deendar person. And then you get some people of dunya, who are a normal person living in this world. And then you get a high level of deeni people, example, Anbiya alayhi salam, the sulaha, the ulama, etc. And then you get a high level of dunya people, example, the kings, etc. So in this surah, Allah ta'ala mentioned all four of them. And all four of these groups, they have to have a ta'aluk with Allah ta'ala, develop a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here the first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about youngsters, dunya dar, youngsters, people living in this world, a very low level, poor people also never have much, but they build up the ta'aluk in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah's protection came upon them, how Allah ta'ala looked after them. There was a time of great materialism, wealth, honor, respect in following your desires. The woman was there, wine was there, it was the time of the Christmas and the December, whatever festivals it was, they were called to come and enjoy themselves. But these youngsters stood up against it. They said, no, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will never go for all of this evils and filth and dirt and destroy our akhirat. But the king of that time, he wanted to force them and compel them. I don't want anyone to go against my tariqah and my way. So he forced them. But these people, anyhow, they decided to go into a cave. They went into a cave and they remained there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, special protection came over them. And Allah ta'ala mentions this in great detail. And after 300 years when they woke up, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the whole system had changed. And now the muwahideen, the people who had believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were in power. So Allah's help and assistance will come to people when they will turn their attention. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. We tied and made strong their hearts when they stood up and they said, رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Our Rabb and Creator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth. We won't take any other deities and gods besides Him. If we do so, we will be destroying ourselves. So then Allah's help and assistance came to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in great detail. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, till qiyamah, a person says he wants to stay in a spiritual cave. There are certain usools and principles a person must do. For example, make the tilawat of Quran Sharif, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person must stay in the company of the righteous and the pious people. Stay far away from the company of the wrongdoers and the evil doers, because they will destroy a person. Have ta'aleem and read the incidents of the stories of the pious and the righteous people. and think about Jannah, think about Jahannam. When a person ate usul, actually, Mawlana Manazir Ahsan Gilani Rahmatullah Alayhi is mentioning this ruku, wa la taqulanna li shay'in inni fa'ilun dhalika ghadan. He said, with these eight principles in usul, Allah Ta'ala was a protective person in any era. He's loving what all the fitnas around him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him. So we should try to find out exactly what are these eight usuls and principles and start implementing it into our life, inshallah, to save ourselves and save our youth from all of these fitnas. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about one dunya dar person of this world, but he was a wealthy person, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him because he was spending his money in the right causes. Spending it in the part of Allah, this was a dunya dar person, a normal person of dunya who had money, but he was spending his money in the right causes. He, Allah Ta'ala, protected and saved him. And another friend of his only using his money for dunya, for the things of this world. Whatever he was putting his money into, eventually this was completely destroyed. And now a person regrets at the end of his life, what I had all the opportunity to use my money in the correct ways, but my whole empire has been destroyed. So Allah Ta'ala is warning us about the dunya. What is the example of this world? Like the water which is coming down and the plantation which is coming up. And the next, after a few days, you see that all the plantation is completely destroyed. This is the example of this worldly life. Your money and your children, they are just beauties of this worldly life. But baqiyatu salihat, good actions which will remain forever and forever, included in there is salat, included there is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yeah, that mufassirin, many of them mentioned the third kalima, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And any other good action which a person will do, it will remain for a person forever and forever. It is much better for a person. He must have hope in that day. And it must not happen on the day of Qiyamah. He will come and he will see his book of deeds. What is this kitab? It hasn't left any small action also, any big action also. Everything which a person had done, he will see it there. And then finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Shaitan. When he was told to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he refused. And he went against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will try till Qiyamah to misguide people. In here also there is an ishara and a sign. وَمَا أَشْهَدْتُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ. I did not make them present when Allah created the heavens and the earth and when they created themselves. Because in today the two big fitnas, the earth and the heavens came into existence by a big bang. We are literally denying they were not present. How do they know it came into existence? And when they created themselves also, Allah Ta'ala is the creator of them. But many things today I came into existence. There was an evolution process which took place. Allah said they were not even present there. Allah Ta'ala was in existence and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala was always in existence. And I am the one who created human beings. I created the earth. So how can a person come with his own things? Scientifically, it's impossible for a person to prove all of this here. Because how can a person prove something from the past? So this is all actually a trick of shaitan, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ruku of the Quran Sharif mentions, that this was actually, when shaitan refused to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, this is actually part of his trickery, to destroy people, turn the people away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, that every Jummah we read this surah also, we try to memorize the first 10 verses at least, the last 10 verses of the surah, and we try to encourage our children, our family members also to read it. And Allah ta'ala protect us from all of the evils of the jahl and all the fitnas which will come till the day of Qiyamah.